From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. The Columbia Fire Department and Boone County Fire District are negotiating how they'll divide responsibility for emergencies in and around Columbia. The two departments have until the end of May to finalize a plan, but KBIA's Hope Kerwin found the two sides may have different ideas of what the future will look like.
If a 911 call comes in from the edge of Columbia, chances are not one, but two fire departments will respond. The Columbia Fire Department and Boone County Fire District have an agreement to respond jointly to calls in certain areas along city limits. To understand why this duplicate response happens, we need to go back to the mid-1990s in Columbia.
There's a territorial agreement that was put in place between the two agencies. As property was annexed into the city, the Boone County Fire District maintained jurisdictional response to that territory, and the city paid the fire district taxes that property was collecting.
That's Battalion Chief Gail Blumenkamp of Boone County Fire. He says this system worked for a while, but the tax money collected in these areas became a larger amount of money as sprawl continued in Columbia. In 2008, the city's payment to Boone County was over $600,000, and the next year, it would have been over $1 million. Blumenkamp says both departments knew they needed a new plan.
That is when, in 2009, we entered into what is called a cooperative agreement. Areas that were closer to the county fire district stations, but within the city limits, that it would receive a dual response. And vice versa, areas that were in our jurisdiction.
The city of Columbia also agreed to pay Boone County Fire $350,000 every year for its assistance. The five-year agreement technically ended April 1st, 2014, and the city did not include Boone County Fire's payment in their budget last year. But both departments continue to respond as if the agreement were still in place. Blumenkamp says both sides have a lot to figure out in the next 2 months, including how the county department will be paid for last year's service.
The city of Columbia is working out a way to pay that, $350,000. And then the two fire chiefs were given direction to figure out the most equitable way for all agencies involved to not duplicate efforts, but to provide the best customer service and the quickest response to citizens regardless of jurisdiction.
The city manager's office and the Columbia Fire Department could not be reached for comment on what has been discussed so far, but Deputy City Manager Tony St. Romain says he hopes the next agreement will not include a payment to the county.
Hopefully we will reach that middle ground, and as I said, there will no longer be an exchange of money, but just an agreement that we will cooperate with each other in times of need.
But St. Romain says it appears Columbia's need for assistance may only grow.
You know, our sales tax growth is not keeping up with the growth of the population within our community. And so, we need to be adding at least 2 to 3 firefighters a year just to basically keep up with the growing population. That says nothing of the fact that we have been drastically below national standards across the country for many, many years.
The city has unsuccessfully tried to increase funding for the fire department in the past. Most recently, Proposition 1, which would have increased property taxes to address understaffing in the city fire and police departments, was voted down last November. While Blumenkamp says he doesn't know what the future of the agreement will look like, he's confident both departments are trying to make the best, most sustainable decision for the people of Columbia.
They don't care if it's a yellow fire truck or a red fire truck. They just need a fire truck. And so I think both agencies are working towards that common goal of what's best for that customer out there, and that's what I think people expect out of our government.
Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.